This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have 66 degrees, mostly sunshine today. High today about 90. Really warm day on the way, but really nice weather. Classes are underway now at Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. And with the start of the new school year comes the launch of the district's new long-range improvement plan, all centered around a new educational philosophy. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We're excited to have a new vision and a new long-range plan that will guide us for the next 5 years and beyond.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough Superintendent Tom Fursella. Developed after 2 years of conversations between administrators, teachers, students, and community members, the new five-year plan is comprised of 28 strategies to achieve 5 overarching goals.
And the foundation of this plan is all built around what we call a growth mindset.
The idea of a growth mindset derives from the research of Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck. In her 2006 book, Mindset, Dweck identified two opposing viewpoints about ability. On the one hand, a fixed mindset, which holds that our talents and abilities are innate. On the other, a growth mindset, which holds that we develop our abilities through experience and hard work. Most people believe our abilities come from both, to varying degrees, natural talent as well as hard work. But Dweck suggests that people who place more emphasis on the growth side tend to be more successful in life. Fursella says that insight has significant implications for education.
What this belief is that all children can learn at much higher levels, that intelligence is not stagnant, and that there can be growth, significant growth, of all of our children given the right kind of instruction, with effort on the part of the students, effort on the part of our teachers, and the right amount of time to learn.
Among other things, translating the growth mindset into the classroom means moving away from fixed labels like IQ that peg students as college material or not college material at an early age. Research has shown that those labels affect the expectations teachers place on students, as well as the expectations students place on themselves, and those expectations in turn determine how well students end up performing. Beyond that, Fursella says the new mindset also encourages teachers to move away from rote recitation and other top-down approaches in favor of interactive, student-driven methods that motivate kids not only to think for themselves, but also to become aware that they can.
What we're trying to do is to train our teachers to ask the probing kinds of questions, to get children to think, to have children challenging each other's thinking in their classrooms, so that they will internalize the fact that I can get smarter.
And since the growth mindset theory offers an explanation for why certain individuals perform better than others, Fursella says its use in the classroom could go a long way towards eliminating or at least reducing the district's much-discussed achievement gap between the highest and lowest performing students.
We think that with this vision in mind and this kind of thinking, we will see significant increases in our student achievement, and especially for our traditionally underserved populations.
That's a concern for all teachers and administrators in the district, including Northside Elementary School Principal Cheryl Carnahan, who says the growth philosophy will be evident in every classroom.
We will make sure that we're always using the growth mindset as our guiding principle to ensure that all students are learning to their potential. And we know that all students can learn given the right instruction and the right time.
Closing the achievement gap is one of the 5 goals laid out in the district's new long-range plan. The other 4 are instructional excellence focused on thinking and problem-solving, direct quote, a culture that encourages innovation and risk-taking, a renewed focus on professional development, and an improved system of assessment and accountability. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's $1 million listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at FranklinStreetRealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Hello, I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions. Since May, we have had twice the normal rainfall, and that is plenty of water to push many rain gutter systems beyond their limit. Whether your gutters are worn out, need repairs, or poorly designed from the start, Gutter Solutions can help. Find us online at chimneysplusgutters.com and protect your home from the ravages of out-of-control rainwater. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
6:13 at WCHL, 64 degrees in Chapel Hill. Local law enforcement says they want you safe in public and out on the roads, and recently stepped up its alcohol violation enforcement. Over the weekend, there were a large number of underage drinking arrests with the start of the fall semester at Carolina. Public Information Sergeant for the Chapel Hill Police Department, Brian Walker, says police are looking for violations this weekend with the return of the students.
We do notice an increase in alcohol violations when the students return to town. So this past weekend, we conducted an operation with our alert team, the alcohol law enforcement response team.
With many students returning to school, he says it's not abnormal for alcohol violations to spike, and that throughout the year, the number of alcohol violations and arrests can range. Sergeant Walker says enforcement of alcohol laws is consistent, but that police keep an eye out to address increases in violations.
We do see more violations of the ordinances and statutes at certain times of the year based on the students being in town, so we conduct some operations specifically to address that.
While the Chapel Hill Carborough Police Departments may be enforcing the laws and making some arrests, Sergeant Walker says education is one of their goals. He says letting people know what a violation is of alcohol laws, like having an open container, even if overage, is important for students to avoid confrontations with the police. On the Chapel Hill Police Department's website, you can view the number of arrests and violations that occurred. Sergeant Walker breaks down the charges handed out starting Thursday.
Cited 12 people for open container, 25 for underage possession, and then they also had a public urination and a couple of other related charges.
Events have been going on at the country's capital and across the country to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Here in North Carolina, the state NAACP is taking the Dream Home Rally, happening simultaneously in all 13 congressional districts on Wednesday, is coming to Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
We hope to be, and certainly the NAACP is, a part of a continuation of that struggle, which started a long time ago and has made some progress, but still has a lot more progress to make.
That's attorney and activist Ty Hunter of Chapel Hill. He's speaking at the rally Wednesday in the Peace and Justice Plaza on Franklin Street. Hunter will be joined by other speakers such as former state senator Ellie Kinnaird, Dr. Bill Turner, and Paige Johnson of Planned Parenthood. Hunter explains this rally is also a continuation of the Moral Monday protests led by NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber. The series of demonstrations, which happened over the summer in Raleigh and then in cities across North Carolina, saw more than 900 arrests in the General Assembly. Hunter was arrested during the second Moral Monday on May 6th. Thousands gathered at those rallies, and he hopes the same energy will carry over to Wednesday's event.
I think it's just very important that we continue. This is what Reverend Barber always says, that we are a movement and not a moment.
Hunter says his talk will center on criminal justice in North Carolina, specifically the repeal of the Racial Justice Act. The 2009 law allowed convicted murderers to reduce a death sentence to life in prison if they could prove that race played a major role in their cases, but was overturned by the General Assembly in June. Hunter says statistical data proves that it was necessary to maintain fairness.
So it's pretty outrageous that the legislature's reaction to all that is to say, well, let's do away with that. So we found out we had a problem. We're trying to correct it, and the legislature says let's get rid of it.
Other topics slated for discussion include voting rights and economic justice. For more information about the rally happening at 5:30 p.m. in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A coalition of education and civil rights activists says millions of at-risk students could fall through the cracks as a result of the Obama administration's decision to allow states to ignore parts of the No Child Left Behind education law. The Campaign for High School Equity says waivers have allowed almost 2,300 schools to shed their label of seriously troubled. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, inviting you to a customer appreciation event this Friday from 2 until 6 p.m. at their Chapel Hill North store. Enjoy giveaways, win prizes, and learn how to save money on gas. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL will be there broadcasting live during part of the afternoon. Well, traffic, not much happening right now. The situation will certainly change a little bit later on when it does. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. He'll let you know what's going on. In the meantime, if you spot something that we're not aware of, we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and become a WCHL Road Warrior. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It's 66 degrees, mostly sunshine today. High today about 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny. Still pretty nice. 30% chance for shower and or thunderstorm in the afternoon. And the high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
Start school tech ready at Office Max. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in store or at OfficeMax.com.
Let's get it started.
Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
Now, you're going to have to put on your thinking caps here a little bit. Top 10 words. Top 10 words would be a list of 10 words that sound like achoo.
Oh.
And achoo is as close as we can come to a word that describes the sound made when you sneeze. Achoo. Achoo. The first use of the word achoo to imitate the sound of a sneeze dates back to the late 19th century. All right, here we go. Top 10 words now that sound like achoo. Are you ready, Paul?
I am ready, sir.
All right. Number 10. Cashew. Number 9, the chew.
Yes.
Number 8, Treasury Secretary nominee Jack Lew.
Jack Lew.
Number 7, J. Crew. Number 6, Kinkajou. Number 5, Machu Picchu. Top 10 words that kind of sound like achoo. Number 4, Depardieu.
Yes.
Number 3, kazoo. Number 2, mushu. And the number 1 word that kind of sounds like a chew, Kardashian.
David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. It all kind of sounds like a chew.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his guests will be Anderson Cooper and Robert Randolph from the Family Band.
Oh, yeah.
That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
622 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ryan Stutz. The time is now for the Tar Heels. All that preparation has come to a close. On Thursday evening, the Tar Heels will face off against the South Carolina Gamecocks in a monster matchup between interstate rivals. Following Monday's football practice, head coach Larry Fedora says the game plan is complete, and it's time to throw his team into live competition this week in front of a national television audience.
All right, Hayes in the barn now. Now we just polish up and, you know, game plan's done. Everybody understands what they've got to do. Now we just polish up and it's all mental from this point on.
Not surprisingly, Coach Fedora says the team is fired up for the game and anxious to kick things off on Thursday in a big statement for the Tar Heel football program. However, Coach Fedora says it's important for his team to not waste too much energy beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's starting to boil up inside of them, you know, and it's now about getting them to game day and, you know, exploding on game day. So it's a timing issue now, just making sure that we save it up and we don't burn it up before we get there.
One of the keys to the season opener will come down to the big playability of the Tar Heel wide receivers. Coach Fedora says Quinshon Davis, emergence last season, was a welcome sight and that he's made significant improvement in the offseason.
Well, he's a good player. You know, and a lot of those true freshmen, if you watch them as the year goes on and they start getting more playing time and feel more comfortable, they start making more plays. You know, and he's a talented young man that wants to be really good and is willing to be really good. And so he just kept working and kept working, and he was more productive as the season went on.
Despite the obvious stature of the game against a top-10 opponent that awaits Carolina in a couple of days, Coach Fedora says his team really hasn't prepared all that differently than they did a year ago with the Elon opener.
To be honest with you, we have prepared the same way. Obviously, there's two very different opponents. One's in the top six in the country, you know, in the polls, and one wasn't. You know, one was a warm-up game for us, really, but we didn't prepare any different.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Fans of six-ranked South Carolina and border rival North Carolina who don't have a ticket for this week's season-opening showdown will have to find their favorite gathering place to see the game. Officials at South Carolina announced yesterday Thursday night's contest at Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia against the Tar Heels is sold out. Tickets are already gone for home contests with Florida on November 16th and Clemson on November 30th. Gamecocks are coming off an 11-2 record in 2012, the second straight year with 11 victories. North Carolina finished last season 8-4 in the debut of head coach Larry Fedora. WCHL's coverage on Thursday starts at 3 p.m. with our traditional countdown to kickoff, followed by the good sports with Art C. and Bob Lee, and then complete game night coverage right here on WCHL, 625.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. We're marking this week the 50th anniversary of one of the great speeches in American history, the one by Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. at the Lincoln Memorial. To those who had marched on Washington, "I have a dream," he told them. It struck home because it was their dream, too. A dream worth what they'd been through, says our CBS News colleague Jan Crawford.
They endured beatings, fire hoses, and arrests. Regular people who came together and changed a nation. And through it all, there was song.
More after this. Have you ever made a quick trip to the post office? Lots of luck. It's hardly ever quick, is it? That's one reason I've used Stamps.com for years now. And so should you. Stamps.com is the quick and easy way to get postage on demand. Great for any business. Just buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer. And Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale that calculates the exact postage you need for any class of mail. So no more expensive postage meters, no more time-consuming trips to the post office again. I'd like you to try Stamps.com today, and they do have a special offer for listeners to the Osgood File. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $110 bonus that includes that digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. Get started right away. That's Stamps.com, and enter Osgood. As Jan Crawford reminds us, it wasn't always the spoken word that rallied the civil rights movement.
The songs we were singing actually echoed where we were.
Bernice Johnson Regan was a protester in her home state of Georgia before joining the Freedom Singers. They were up on stage for the March on Washington. Demonstrators were armed with song, peaceful yet still forceful and defiant. Even an old children's Sunday school song, "This Little Light of Mine," became a protest.
And most people say it's a child's song. "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine," is really a charging lightning song. Most of the time we sang. Sometimes there'd be a prayer, but singing was the constant.
"We Shall Overcome." The theme song for the movement originally was "I Will Overcome." Singing, Regan says, was as elemental as eating or breathing.
It is that essential to your strength and your sanity.
And your dream. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Are you tired of trying to lose weight only to find that the scale has not changed? Do you have a closet full of clothes you cannot wear anymore because you are too big to fit into them? Well, at Move It Be Fit Personal Training in Durham, we'll help you lose weight, feel the best you have in years, and be more self-confident. We'll teach you gradual, moderate nutrition changes and provide you fun, energetic workouts to help you reach your goals. Give us a call at 919-210-4008 so you can start your transformation today.
Beat the heat with a summer treat while supporting a worthy cause. TCBY in the Shops of Eastgate and the Friends of the Seymour Center are hosting a fundraiser on Tuesday, August 27th to help older adults in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Mention the Senior Center or Seymour Center and 20% of your purchase will go to support their programs and services. The event lasts all day on August 27th, so stop by TCBY for a sweet treat that will enhance the lives of our seniors.
Good morning, it's 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carburetor. Brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located submitted off I-40 at the 751 exit. It's the beginning of another great day at WCHL, 66 degrees right now. Mostly sunshine, high today about 90, a little bit warmer than yesterday. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 68, and then tomorrow, partly sunny with a 30% chance of a shower and or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, or a high tomorrow about 88 degrees. Pretty much the same. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, and then becoming partly cloudy after midnight. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the upper 60s. And then look ahead a little bit to Thursday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, and maybe even a thunderstorm, and a high in the middle 80s. So warm weather is going to be with us all week long.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim denies the use of chemical weapons in last week's attack in the Damascus suburbs.
It was said that it was the Syrian forces that used the chemical agent. I categorically deny it.
That's through an interpreter. He said to those who would accuse Syria of using chemical weapons,
I dare them to bring it forward to the public opinion.
As the Syrian foreign minister spoke in Damascus,
we are all hearing the drums of war being beaten around us.
White House correspondent Major Garrett says it's likely the U.S. will take some kind of action.
They believe they have to respond, and there is a consensus within the administration to respond. What we don't know yet is the magnitude and duration and lethality of that response.
At the site where chemical weapons were allegedly used, day two of UN inspections on hold until tomorrow. Security arrangements for inspectors is the issue. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 64 degrees in Chapel Hill. Classes are now underway at Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. With the start of a new school year comes the launch of the district's new long-range improvement plan, all centered around a new educational philosophy. WCHL's Aaron Keck has the story.
We're excited to have a new vision and a new long-range plan that will guide us for the next 5 years and beyond.
That's Chapel Hill Carborough Superintendent Tom Fursella. Developed after 2 years of conversations between administrators, teachers, students, and community members, the new five-year plan is comprised of 28 strategies to achieve five overarching goals.
And the foundation of this plan is all built around what we call a growth mindset.
The idea of a growth mindset derives from the research of Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck. In her 2006 book, Mindset, Dweck identified two opposing viewpoints about ability. On the one hand, a fixed mindset, which holds that our talents and abilities are innate. On the other, a growth mindset, which holds that we develop our abilities through experience and hard work. Most people believe our abilities come from both, to varying degrees, natural talent as well as hard work, but Dweck suggests that people who place more emphasis on the growth side tend to be more successful in life. Fursella says that insight has significant implications for education.
What this belief is that all children can learn at much higher levels, that intelligence is not stagnant, and that there can be growth, significant growth, of all of our children given the right kind of instruction, with effort on the part of the students, effort on the part of our teachers, and the right amount of time to learn.
Among other things, translating the growth mindset into the classroom means moving away from fixed labels like IQ that peg students as college material or not college material at an early age. Research has shown that those labels affect the expectations teachers place on students, as well as the expectations students place on themselves, and those expectations in turn determine how well students end up performing. Beyond that, Fursella says the new mindset also encourages teachers to move away from rote recitation and other top-down approaches in favor of interactive, student-driven methods that motivate kids not only to think for themselves, but also to become aware that they can.
What we're trying to do is to train our teachers to ask the probing kinds of questions, to get children to think, to have children challenging each other's thinking in their classrooms, so that they will internalize the fact that I can get smarter.
And since the growth mindset theory offers an explanation for why certain individuals perform better than others, Fursella says its use in the classroom could go a long way towards eliminating or at least reducing the district's much-discussed achievement gap between the highest and lowest performing students.
We think that with this vision in mind and this kind of thinking, we will see significant increases in our student achievement, and especially for our traditionally underserved populations.
That's a concern for all teachers and administrators in the district, including Northside Elementary School Principal Cheryl Carnahan, who says the growth philosophy will be evident in every classroom.
We will make sure that we're always using the growth mindset as our guiding principle to ensure that all students are learning to their potential. And we know that all students can learn given the right instruction and the right time.
Closing the achievement gap is one of the five goals laid out in the district's new long-range plan. The other four are instructional excellence focused on thinking and problem-solving, direct quote, a culture that encourages innovation and risk-taking, a renewed focus on professional development, and an improved system of assessment and accountability. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Events have been going on in the country's capital and across the nation to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Here in North Carolina, the state NAACP is taking the Dream Home Rally, happening simultaneously in all 13 congressional districts on Wednesday. It's coming to Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Mass has that complete story coming up on our next newscast on WCHL. You can also check it out on our website at chapelboro.com. One North Carolina abortion clinic is now closed for good. Another abortion center is reopened after both were cited for problems that led to the suspension of services at each location this summer. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services confirmed on Monday the physician at the Baker Clinic for Women in Durham voluntarily surrendered his license effective last week. The clinic already had closed its doors in early July after inspectors said the clinic failed to perform quality control testing on patients who received certain blood testing. The Asheville Surgery Center FemCare opened its doors again late last week after regulators say certain deficiencies are no longer present. HHS said last month the inspectors discovered problems that there were a threat to the health and safety of patients. North Carolina state government's 10,000 employees at public mental hospitals, substance abuse treatment centers, and other facilities for people with disabilities will have to get flu vaccinations by December 1st. The new mandatory policy announced by Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Alvana Vosh also applies to volunteers at the 14 state-operated health care facilities. Flu vaccinations have been voluntary. Vosh calls the decision responsible, pointing out it follows what more than 50 hospitals and health systems in the state require. Vosh says the requirement will create a safer environment for patients and staff. She says patients and residents are at high risk for flu-related complications. Worksite vaccination clinics will be held in the fall. Workers covered by the state employee health insurance plan get the shot for free. News around town this morning. For the first time ever, WCHL and Chapelboro.com are teaming up to bring you live playback coverage of two local high school football games each week. Last Friday night kicked off the action as your local radio station and multimedia website. Continue to be your home for Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County, and Chatham County schools' high school football games Friday night. Your local schools have never before received this kind of coverage. Each Friday night, you'll find a link to the games being broadcast at the top of chapelboro.com. In Orange, Chatham, Wake, Alamance, and Durham, you can listen to one of the two games on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. For all the local team schedules, including broadcast plans, weekly results, and full game replays, visit the high school football page on chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Coming up next, Jesse Ainsley has today's commentary.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance 400. I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall. Never before have we sold 400 cars in one month, but we got very close last month, and this month we want to blow that threshold away. Performance. This month is your month to save huge money on great deals. We sell Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, Subaru, and Hendrick certified used vehicles. Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 400 cars this month, every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a free weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a vehicle to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance 400, your opportunity to save, your opportunity to win. Visit our virtual showroom at performanceautomall.com where sales and service specials abound. And remember, the wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value, always. Performance Auto Mall is a Hendrick team member.
We offer free head exams. We're sort of famous for it. People think it's funny when we say, get your free head exam. And it does sound funny, but it's serious business. Because you can lose your diamond if you don't do it. If you don't get your free head exam. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. Of course, the head I'm talking about is not the one attached to your neck. There are other professionals for that. I'm talking about the head of your ring. That's the part that holds your diamond. The head of your ring has prongs, and it has wells that keep the head attached to your ring. Those parts wear out, they get weak, and they break. But foolish you, you didn't get your free head exam at Grimble Jewelers, so you didn't realize that your head was falling apart, and one day your diamond was gone just like that. You can stop that from happening to you. Just come see us at Grimble Jewelers. Say you want your free head exam. You'll laugh, we'll laugh, and we will save your diamond from falling out, and you'll be really happy.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
641 at WCHL, 63 degrees in Chapel Hill at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jesse Ainsley. In the wake of this summer's session of the North Carolina legislature, voters across the state are expressing their dismay at the actions of the newly elected Republican majority. Legislation from this session includes unnecessary voter ID requirements, a bill outlawing Sharia law, allowing guns in bars, a cap on sales tax for yachts and jets, and cutting raises for teachers. McCrory calls these new laws vital reforms. The result for Governor McCrory is a record drop in approval since the beginning of the session. Now, only 39% of his constituency approve of the job he has done, and the General Assembly's rating is a pitiful 24%. McCrory's apparent lack of surprise or concern about this drop in approval rating signifies a lack of concern about the interests of the citizens he was elected to represent. And here I pause, first to wonder and second to stare in awe at the monolithic ignorance of this group of legislators and the Ahab at their helm. This absence of consideration for the approval of his constituents implies a lack of interest in re-election or political clout, and no interest in his obligation to the state and its population. It is the question of duty and dignity that I would like to see addressed by our representatives. We, as a country, founded on ideals yet unrealized, have an obligation to see them realized, to work for one another, for greater prosperity, and for continued prosperity, continued liberty for all. We must work to end poverty, homelessness, and unemployment. There are domestic works projects that need to be accomplished. There are almost 417,000 unemployed workers in North Carolina alone, and our government wastes billions on bailing out failing companies. It is out of a sense of duty to the people of America to employ them in accomplishing the regular workings of our nation and to compensate them using money that is currently being thrown at ineffectual systems. In doing so, we may also realize greater global respect, and with an eye on leading by example, a policy of peace internationally and prosperity domestically, we may realize American global dominance by consensus rather than might. The democratic process relies on representatives being held accountable for their actions by the people. When, in the course of human events, our governors cease to heed, cease to respect the will of those they represent, we as Americans, whose country was born in revolution against such governors, have a duty to demand for their removal, or at the very least, to demand some accounting of their actions. McCrory has offered none. This is Jesse Ainsley.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, go get him on Thursday night.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina football kicks off the 2013 season in just 2 days. And the Heels square off with South Carolina Thursday night in Columbia. The Tar Heel offense will be led by senior quarterback Bryn Renner, who is in his third year as a starter and second in head coach Larry Fedora's system. And that experience has helped the Carolina signal caller in multiple ways.
His decision-making process, his the leadership that he's providing, the knowledge of the offense, the ability to understand when he has to make the throws and when he doesn't, when it's okay to punt, when how you have to try to move the chains, all the different things, and just managing a football game. Big difference between now and last year at this time.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Renner and the rest of the Tar Heels will have to deal with South Carolina's all-everything defensive end, Jadeveon Clowney, who has earned the massive amount of hype he has received this preseason.
The guy's a great player, and the more you watch film on him, that guy makes plays all year and throughout every game, and he is a major factor I am glad that James Hurst is going to be over there, but I also am not naive enough to think that that's the only place he's going to line up.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Our coverage of Carolina football starts 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon with Countdown to Kickoff on WCHL. Complete coverage right here on your flagship station for Tar Heel football. Can't wait to get it started. 6:46 at WCHL coming up. We'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. It's time for our annual back-to-school dry mounting sale. Don't miss out on 20% off all dry mounting now through Labor Day. With our massive selection of fine art prints and these great dry mounting savings, we can help you spruce up your dorm room, apartment, or house in no time. Take advantage of our dry mounting on the spot while you wait and save money while you're at it. So hurry on in. Sale ends Labor Day. The Print Shop, for over 40 years, your art, print, and framing store in University Mall.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Season. Visit today to sample Southern-inspired flavors for a chance to win a $250 gift card during their special Savor the South event going on right now at University Mall in Chapel Hill or at southernseason.com. Everybody join together and say good morning to the always Natalie attired Rand Northam.
Good morning, Ron. How are you doing?
Just fantastic. How about you?
I'm okay. I got back to my regular schedule yesterday, so for the first time in about a month. So I started running again yesterday afternoon, and
good.
I'm regretting it this morning.
You'll feel better, though, in the long run.
That's true. A little bit of soreness in the legs, but, mm-hmm. it's all worth it in the long run.
Well, you know, when you're physically fit as you are, then it's, there's a pretty high bar to
don't let my fast metabolism fool you.
Well, I'm glad you're able to get back to your normal schedule.
I probably have the arteries of a 80-year-old smoker.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I hope not. Well, anyway, what's happening with the world of traffic this morning?
Well, the traffic arteries are not blocked this morning. That is good news. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. All throughout the morning and throughout the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. If you see anything, give us a call, 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that very safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again in just a little while. Might want to stick around. We've got Rock and Roll Tuesday coming up
here. Oh, man.
All right.
Can't wait.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. And you can stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham off Mount Moriah Road. 63 degrees, mostly sunny, high today about 90. Tonight partly cloudy with a low of 68, and then tomorrow partly sunny, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow about 88 degrees. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them this morning. Actor Tommy Sands is 76 years old today. Musician Daryl Dragon, 71. He was the captain in Tennille. Actress Tuesday Weld, 70 years old. Wow. Actor Paul Rubens, better known as Pee Wee Herman, 61 years old today. Actor Peter Stormare, 60. Actress Diana Scarwood, 58 years old today. Golfer Bernhard Langer, 56. Gospel singer Yolanda Adams, 52 years old today. Country singer Colt Ford, 44. Actress Shonda Wilson, 44. years old today. Actress Sarah Chalk, 37. Actress, singer Demetria McKinney, 35 years old today. Actor Aaron Paul, who's on Breaking Bad. Jesse on that show. Great show. 34 years old today, Aaron Paul. Actor Patrick J. Adams, 32 years old today. Actress Alexa Vega, 25. We've got a whole bunch of local celebrities celebrating their birthdays today. Brian Chakos, my old buddy, former Carolina football player. He and his wife, Courtney, just had a lovely daughter by the name of Zoe. Brian Chakos has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Brian. Keith Minton has a birthday today. Dave Rutter, the old mailman, the mailman with the deep voice. Dave Rutter has a birthday today. Buffy Weber also celebrating a birthday today. And our birthday winner is Mark Zimmerman. Yeah, Mark's going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. And Mark, oh, it's a great birthday for you, buddy. Go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Not that you don't always. Really all-around good guy. Mark Zimmerman, happy birthday. Hope it's a really good one for you.
This is Ron Stutz in Chapel Hill, Freddie's buddy at the radio station. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Mom!
Hey! You got home okay.
Yeah, I got home okay. We're calling to say happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Kiger.
Well, thanks a lot.
You haven't been climbing up on the roof and doing anything, have you?
No, hardly. They won't let me.
Yeah, we've had to, like, we can't control her. We have to contain her.
That's right. Exactly right.
You had to take her ladder away, didn't you?
Yeah. And the lawnmower and everything else.
Well, I enjoy outside work.
Yes, you do. You do it well. Who else contacted you on birthday?
Mrs. Poe called this morning.
Well, that's nice. Mrs. Poe.
And Kevin Spies.
Kevin Spies, okay.
And that's it.
Did you do anything wild and crazy?
No. No, writing bills.
Oh, that doesn't
paying
sound like
bills.
Fun. You shouldn't have to pay bills on your birthday.
Well, I want to get them done before the end of the month.
So. If you enjoy it so much, I've got a few I want to send your way so you can pay for me, too.
No, thank you. Oh, man.
We just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I feel like I know you, even though we've never actually met.
No, we haven't. You're exactly right. I don't ever get to Chapel Hill, and a daughter's kept me from driving. She don't want me to even go down to
Marty. Marty, my sister's put the clamps on her.
Oh, I'm surprised you're not still driving, too, because you are a nonagenarian now.
Yeah, and I have license till about 92 or 3, and so...
Yeah, you still drive around, you know, like going up to King or over to Tobaccoville.
Yeah, I go to King, but my family lives around Walkertown. And she don't want me to drive down there, and she keeps just saying, I'll take you. Well, the weeks come and go, and I don't go down there. Of course, I know she's busy and don't have time to fool with me, but anyway.
Well, we need to get Betty, Aunt Betty Jean and Joyce Ann to come up and visit you.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do, but it seems like they can't never find a time to come.
Freddie was just telling me earlier today that you didn't have time to fool with him anymore.
Well, now that's not so.
Thank you, Mom. Ron said that without any kind of basis of fact. Thanks for taking my back.
Because he knows he's welcome any time.
Yes,
He won't stay when he comes.
Well, unfortunately, I have to do things like I got to work.
So I'm glad to see him any time.
Thanks, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Kiger.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your calling.
I'll talk to you a little bit later, Mom. I'll call you later in the afternoon.
Okay, then.
All right, I love you, Mom. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
90 years young.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you something. I got that gene pool.
I do, too, man.
She's amazing.
She sounds like she's 30.
And it's Rock and Roll Tuesday on top of that.
All right, well... Get to it, man. We're running out of time here.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, it was early 1969 when the single Ron's About to Play debuted.
All right.
Named the song and group that played in Carolina's last Jubilee in 1971.
Okay, well, you hand it to me. I'm not looking at the label.
This is an album this time, man. This is, you have to play the track on the album,
all right.
Even though it was a single.
Okay, make sure I got the stylus in the right place.
You got it.
Okay, all right, here we go. Everybody listen really carefully here. I can't wait to find out what this is myself.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is. It's a great song, too.
Let me take you, baby, down to the river bed.
All right, well, that's all you get right now. I've got that one figured out. How about you? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL, if you know the name of the song and the artist.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Deb Eveland is one of the CAT team members at Independent Animal Rescue, and she's a member of the IAR Board of Directors. She's also today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
We try to help homeless cats and dogs in the Triangle area with the aim of reducing euthanasia and helping animals that are either in shelters that are slated for euthanasia or animals that are on the street. We take them into our foster homes and adopt them out. We also have spay-neuter programs. We have two of those. We have one for feral cats, and we also have a community spay-neuter program, which is for low-income families in our area who cannot afford to have their animals spayed and neutered.
There are no paid positions within Independent Animal Rescue, so 100% of donations directly support animal care and rehabilitation.
Yes, I started out as a cat foster mom.
Deb Evelyn wants you to know that she's one of over 100 unpaid volunteers, and they all love the animals.
I like dogs, too, even though I'm mainly involved in the cat side of IAR. I just feel like helping animals is one area where any of us can really make a difference. You know, there are so many intractable problems in the world. We may not be able to bring about world peace or solve the deficit or, you know, deal with any of those major issues. But all of us can make a difference for the animals that we come across in our lives. We can help get an animal spayed or neutered. If we see a homeless animal, we can try to get them into some sort of place where they will be cared for. It's just an opportunity to really make a difference.
Deb Evelyn says they're always looking for more volunteers with Independent Animal Rescue.
They can contact us on our website, which is animalrescue.net, and we would love to hear from them.
Deb Evelyn with Independent Animal Rescue. She loves helping take care of the animals and looking out for their best interests. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone calls this morning.
Oh, man, I got a line. Got a line. Oh,
I got a line on you, babe.
I loved it.
Spirit.
Good song, man.
It was a good song. Yep. Hey, Jay Ferguson, Mark Andes, Ed Cassidy, yeah. Randy California, John Locke. Tune got as high as number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. And those guys were one of the last acts to play at Jubilee, which was Carolina's last festival in the spring.
Do you remember a song they did called Nature's Way?
Of course.
I love that song.
Because I got the album, The 12 Faces of Dr. Sadonicus.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spirit, Nature's Way, and today's song we played, I Got a Line on You, Babe. Thank you.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that.
And thanks for calling, Mom.
Good Rock and Roll Tuesday, and happy birthday again to Freddie's mom.
See you, bye. 9 years young. Yes.
What a great song here. Congratulations, Bob Northcott, who called in with the answer. Bob gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers and gets a swap to Rio prize.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel.